Hey, what's going on? So it's been another week, so you get another one of these fucking things from me, and this time I'm joined again by Melissa.
Yo, what up?
Yeah, good intro. Good job.
I'm getting better at this.
You are?
Yeah, better than you.
Only way to go is up, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Another one of these.
Another one of these things, yeah.
Another one of these things.
With you. So, yeah. Thanks for all the Patreon support. It's been slowly growing, which is good. Better than no growth or regressing. So as long as it doesn't just fall apart and people are like, this fucking idiot, should just, go get a job at McDonald's or Burger King flipping Whoppers, then I'll just keep doing it. So thanks again. I really appreciate it at the end of every month. And for those of you who are $5 and up patrons or Patreons, whatever, you have the bonus episode in your email right now. So check that out. And hopefully you enjoy. So, did you have anything you wanted to bring to the table for this, Melissa? Or just, no, you can't just shake your head at me. It's an audio based. No, you can't nod at that. You have to. So right before this.
I can shake my head because maybe it's that I don't want to answer right this second.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Right before we started this, I gave her a kiss and she purposefully coughed directly into my mouth.
No.
Like fucking, no, not 30 minutes ago. When we were driving back at home, you were like, oh, I think I'm getting sick. Like, oh, I'm all wheezy. Like your wheezy voice. And I'm like, oh, that stinks. I never get sick because I really don't hardly ever get sick. I'm really do. It's been like a year and a half since it's been a long time, years probably. And just to try and test my, I guess, white blood cells, you just coughed directly into my mouth.
You were hovering.
I gave you a kiss and you just went...
No, you were hovering. You were just staring at me. And look at what you did to my upper lip. It's all red. Your beard gave me a rash.
It didn't give you a rash. It's already gone.
It gave me a rash. It's not gone. It's there. You see it. You just aren't saying it.
That's not a rash.
Podcast.
That's not a rash.
It's
a rash.
It's itchy.
Is if like you fuck someone in Thailand without ointment or
well,
something.
Well, that's what I feel like my face looks like.
Like
right
you rubbed
now.
It all over a dirty lady boy in Thailand.
Yeah.
And now it's all...
Your beard there.
My beard there?
Yeah.
Gave you that level of rash?
Yes.
No, I don't think so. No, mm-hmm. I think that now you're just trying to backpedal because you realize I'm right.
No, because you need to trim your mustache. Look at these hairs.
Yeah, I do need to trim my mustache, but
It's awful.
No, stop changing the subject. The point is you cough directly into my mouth. The fuck are we talking about a little redness on your upper lip for? You're just,
It wasn't like...
Trying to throw out a red...
A hacking cough. It was like...
Yeah, okay. Would you guys... be a little irritable if someone like even if you have been way closer than that, like if they cough directly into your mouth, like if you've been dating someone for a long time and they just went just right into your mouth, like your open mouth, it wasn't
that
like
was
it
way loud, they're gonna be pissed at that. Mine at least was
no, oh Jesus, oh yeah,
it just wasn't like a hacking cough like you just did.
No, but there was a little... I could hear some phlegm movement in the
no,
back of your throat.
No, there was no phlegm movement. I don't have phlegm.
Not anymore. It's in my mouth.
No, ew. No.
No.
You were hovering, and I was just going like, because I actually have accidentally coughed right in your mouth before, and so
you
I
have.
Was, it was like a, it was like a throwback.
No, it was... it was not a throwback to you coughing in my mouth. It
yeah.
was just you coughing. What a mean-spirited joke
no.
then. So now it's not even an accident. Now it's you intentionally cough directly in my
I
mouth.
I never said I didn't do that intentionally.
No.
Jesus
Christ.
I did
Christ.
It intentionally, 100%.
Well, you shouldn't do that. You should make a habit of not coughing directly into people's mouths 20 minutes after you say, I'm getting sick, and
I'm
you're all wheezy.
I'm going to do it again later.
Yep. You're going to, are you?
Yeah.
No, you better not. Like, your germs are so weak in comparison to my powerhouse of an immune system that they stand no chance. It's just a matter of it being gross.
Okay, whatever.
Whatever. What do you mean? I never get sick.
You've been sick in the last year.
No, I have not.
Yeah, you have.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
That's
just
not true.
Just because you felt like that. You were telling me earlier today.
Within the last year and a half, I had like one day
yeah,
where
and
I felt
like,
shitty.
Oh, I feel like I'm getting sick. And then in a couple days you felt fine, but that was still you getting sick.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't.
Just because it doesn't last a whole week or two or three or 4 weeks like mine have before.
I don't consider it getting sick if it's like a day and a half, 2 days of you feeling under the weather, but it doesn't, it's not like I wasn't laying in bed, like I was still going to work, doing what I had to do.
Yeah, most people do when they get a cold.
They don't even know.
They go to work, they don't stay home sick with a sniffle.
But they shouldn't. Then that shouldn't even count as being sick. I haven't had the flu or anything real shitty, barring that you didn't cough Ebola into my mouth or something a little bit ago.
Oh, I hope it's Ebola now.
Yeah, well, you'll be dead first. You'll be dead first, and I'll get the last word.
I'll be rolling in my grave laughing.
Will you?
No, I'll be a pile of dust. I don't want to be in a box.
No? I don't really care what happens to me after I'm dead. And I know that it's illegal for you to write down ridiculous things you want done with your body. Like, if you put down, like, if you're a multi-billionaire and you have a homeless kid and you're like, hey, I don't want my fucking kid to get a dime, they can do that. They just won't give him a dime. They'll give all the money wherever you want. Like, you can say, I want all of it given to the KKK, and they'll do it.
Yeah.
But you can't say, which is fucked up, like, hey, when I'm dead, I want you to break into a haunted house and replace a dummy with my corpse. And really scare people. Or find someone who's okay with that.
Hunter S. Thompson did. He got his ashes fired out of a cannon.
That's ashes, though. And that's not, like, super gross.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I want something really gross. Well, maybe like, a fake jump suicide in New York. They just throw my body off. And
that's
it just
a hazard.
Not for me. I'm dead. You know? And it's all that I wanted. It's all that, they could block off a section of street for maybe 5 minutes while they throw me off.
Nah, that's unreasonable.
That would be my most viewed video.
See, I'd rather be a pile of dust than a fuckable corpse. Like, that's just gross.
What?
People fuck corpses. Like, it's a joke for a reason, because people actually do that shit.
No, there is not a cabal of corpse fuckers out there just waiting in the wings for women and men to die.
Are.
No, there
it's
are
an
not.
Opportunity, and I won't give it to them.
Why do you care? I don't care if people fuck me when I'm dead.
I do. That's just disturbing.
Fuck me and put it on Live Leak when I'm dead. I don't give a shit. You know?
Ugh.
Why do you
No
care?
One else would give a shit either. It would get zero views.
No? Well, actually, I would hope it would get zero views, because it's really gross. But I would be dead. I'd be long gone.
Okay.
I'm not there. Why? Is that a real thing you've thought about? Is that you don't want to be able to be fucked?
I don't want anybody looking at my dead body. I don't care who it is. I don't want them having a funeral and people looking at me being dead. It's just, no, just get over it.
I want some kind of taser or small stun gun in the bottom of my casket that is like hitting my thigh or something like that. And then I want it remote controlled by either my best friend or one of my brother out in the crowd, the huge crowd. Just, it's a huge crowd because it's my funeral. Everybody loves me. And he can hit it at will, and it'll send a jolt of electricity through my dead body and kind of make me twitch when people are going up for the open viewing. How upsetting would that be to go up and be like, oh, I can't believe you're gone before your time, and then they kind of twitch, and you get like a weird mix of macabre horror and also hope.
I wouldn't see it. I don't go look at bodies when they're in their caskets. It's gross.
I don't like to, but I mean, you feel like you're supposed to sometimes. Like when I went to my great-grandparents' funeral, you walk, like, there's almost like a line, you know? Like a procession where, like,
yeah.
You walk up, you stand there with your hands in front of your crotch like a waiter on the Titanic, and then you look at him for a sec, and then you walk away.
Or, yeah, I don't want to do that. It's gross.
No, I don't like it either. It's weird. Do you ever wonder, like, what temperature they are?
Well, I've touched them before, so...
What? And at a funeral, you just walked up and you just rubbed them?
I touched my sister's body in her casket, and she was very hard and cold, and it was gross, and I never want to see another one again.
Yeah, you shouldn't be touching dead bodies, especially as a young girl.
Oh, it explains a lot.
It may be. So I went to the tax office, as you know, in the last week, and it was just a weird, weird story there. It was like 4 or 5 days ago. And I had to pay my taxes, and so I went the last day.
No, you got to start with the tax office from 2 weeks ago.
What? Which one was when I went in and...
When
I went in and I just didn't have any of my documents right, and the lady was like, I went up there, like I took the number and I knew sitting down. Like, I looked around, everybody had all these documents with them that they were going to turn in, and I was like, well, fuck, this is, like, there's no way that I have everything I need. And I just went up, and I tried to BS my way through it, like, hey, here's this and that, and, you know, and my car registration, and then my car title, and that's not the real one, that's a copy, ha, 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 hopefully it's okay. And then she was like, yeah, no, none of this works, you need to go get all these other things. And I was like, fuck.
And that was the second time we were at the tax office, because the first time we went, I was like, oh my God, look at this line. Let's go to the license bureau before we try this shit. And then we went back. I can't believe you didn't have any of your papers.
No.
You had them all together,
too. Do you have
too.
Your papers? No. Okay, so I went again by myself.
For
a third time, because Melissa had already handled all her shit, and I still had to pay some taxes. And so I went there, and I was there for borderline 3 hours sitting there. The women working there couldn't have been moving any fucking slower. These horrific sows just taking their sweet time, waddling to the back for more water or coffee or whatever. After every customer, this one fat old lady would walk all the way back to the waiting room, all the way back out, filling up her little Dixie cup full of water, and then she would call the next person. And I swear to God, her little trek back there was at least a 4 or 5 minute trek every time. Every time. Unbelievable. Fucking pissed me off. I was enraged. And I could tell the other two ladies were getting pissed at it, because I bet this bitch did it all the time. Yep. Where it was like, they were like, oh my God, I'm handling all these customers because it's the end of the year and it's so fucking busy. And this whore over here just needs her little 3 ounce cup of water every 8 minutes. And so I went in there, pulled a little ticket thing, and it was number like 20 or 30 or something. And I was like, all right, hopefully they're on number... I pulled my number and it was 72, and they were on number 20 or 30. And I was like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ. And so I sat there forever. And then maybe 3 minutes after I got there, I sat down, got acclimated, pulled my phone out, realized I didn't have enough battery to be browsing that much. So I just put it back in my pocket and sat there like old people do in waiting rooms, where you just wonder what the hell are they thinking? Like war flashbacks, like are they just also old, they're content to do nothing? And this old lady came in who... I would guess her at literally 100 years old. Like, a literal, it's not hyperbole, not exaggeration. She walked in with her her walker with the tennis balls on it, and then went over, sat down. She pulled her ticket, and then she asked loudly to the man sitting next to her, oh, what's my number? And then, because she couldn't read the number on the thing. And she was getting her license plates renewed, her taxes for her, like, her personal property for her license plates. So she had to ask, oh, what's my number, son? And he's like, oh, you're number 80. Well, I don't hear well. What did he say? She, like, turned to the lady next to him. It's like, if you can't understand him, why would you be able to understand her? And, like, two different people had to be like, you're number 80. You're number 80, ma'am. Oh, jeez. Oh, my goodness. And then she, like, sat down right next to the guy. And kept talking about, just went into stories about her life. And I felt aggravated and also sad, because she was so lonely that for her, she was like, oh, I'm going out to, you know, the tax office. Maybe I'll see someone who's, you know, willing to listen to me go on about my stories from Prohibition and whatnot. And in reality, nobody really gave a fuck, but everybody felt bad, and you're in the same boat together. So I listened to this old lady tell stories about how she got married in 1930, and her husband died in, like, 1968, which is fucking mind-blowing that she had a whole life and marriage and had kids before 1970, and now it's 2015, 2016 now, and it's like, what have you been doing? Like, did you get remarried? Did you... Like, I wanted to ask, but not really, because I knew that would launch into a whole other thing. But the biggest troubling thing was, like, why are you still paying your taxes at this point? Why even bother? Why even fucking bother? If you're 100 years old, you don't... I owe $60 on property tax for my 1952 Chevy. And it's like, you don't need to. Just give a big middle old lady finger to the government and say, fuck you, I'm 99 years old, I'm gonna be dead before you can get me in any kind of trouble, I'm gonna do whatever I want, I'm not renewing my plates, oh, you're gonna pull me over, fine, whatever, you know, luck would have it for me, I die in the middle of this thing, and you got an errand on your hands where you have
arrest
to go find
me.
Some, yeah, oh, I dare you, Sonny, like, I was collecting Social Security before your parents were born, like, I fucked Harry Truman. called him Deep Dick Taft. Oh, we would take a bath together if he wasn't so fat. But anyway, I was just like, I don't know. I was thinking, like, why bother with paying your taxes when you're that fucking old? Like, if I was that, would you pay your taxes if you're that old? Would you go through the trouble of spending your last potential few minutes in a tax office? I would not. I wouldn't give a fuck.
I think that once you're dead, those things have to be settled before anybody else can get your shit. So, like, they're probably thinking about their families.
Maybe, but what... Okay, that hypothetically, that lady dies. Are they going to pass on that $70 that she owed in property tax for her old beater car onto her great-great-grandson?
Yes. They will.
Really?
They're the government. They will. But that kind of shit happens. Like, they tax everything. It doesn't matter what it is.
But if she's that old...
They don't care.
No. But if she's that old, when she dies, more money is going to go from her, hopefully, to her descendants than they would owe for her back taxes. Because, like, if I had... Even if I was given, like, let's say I had a bunch of Social Security and a bunch of savings, and it was like, all right, when I die, little Johnny, you get $100,000. But also, be forewarned, I'm old as shit, and I'm not paying my fucking taxes. So, all of that, you know, you get the $100,000, but you're going to owe, like, $6,000 in taxes because I'm not paying it because I'm not wasting my time because I lived through the teens.
I mean, they do have that. Like, when people die, if your estate and everything you own that's getting passed on is worth more than $100,000, if you owe anybody money, they can claim, they have, like, a certain number of days, like 30 or 60 days or something like that, to file a claim against the estate. And they'll sure as hell be looking because... bill collectors, things like that. I mean, and especially if old people have their identities stolen and somebody opens up a credit card in their name and
maybe
rack up a bunch of debt. I mean, you have to settle those before anybody can get any money from the estate. So
is that why sometimes it'll come out like, oh, 82-year-old woman thought alive, actually has been dead for 5 years, discovered in apartment. Where, like, maybe a rival, or not a rival, like they're Pokemon trainers. Another old lady comes over. I knew I'd outlive you, Gretchen. I'm not telling your grandkids. You'll be all stinky and swollen when they get here for Christmas. A ruined holiday. No, but, like...
What terrible grandchildren.
Where they walk in like, oh, it's ripe in here. And they just see old bloated grandma sitting
there.
Yeah,
5 years after she died.
There was something on the internet about, like, in Japan, they thought that this guy, like, Mikasuka Yaka Nintendo, he was at his apartment or whatever, and he was, like, in the running for oldest man in Japan. And those people live fucking forever. So he was, like, 112 years old, purportedly. And then they were like, actually... this guy's been dead since 1999, and just nobody visited him.
Oh.
And so they, like, found a skeleton in his chair, you know?
That's awful.
That's almost as bad as when you hear stories of, like, people who are so fat, they can't even, like, they don't even look like, there's no human shape anymore. They're, like, an amorphous
blob.
No,
that's
and
a completely different thing.
And they fuse themselves to the chair with their own shit.
That's a completely different thing altogether. Those cannot be compared. That's disgusting.
I'm saying on the level of gross.
No, the fat one's grosser.
It is. That's
way
why I said
grosser.
It's almost as bad as that. And it's way grosser because if they're still alive and fused to a chair because of your own shit and irresponsibility.
They're producing some more smells and...
Yeah.
And they're talking. They're filling the air with their gross fat breath.
Their gross fat... Their halitosis.
Yeah.
Haven't been able to get to the toothbrush.
Yeah.
And they're, you know that, like...
They're gangrene and their nails, the beds that are probably just disgusting and... Ugh, no.
And someone has been feeding those people.
Yeah.
Because if you die because your shit grows together with that weird plastic coating on a couch, like, and that attaches to your skin, like, someone had to be walking, you know, KFC family buckets to you 3 times a day for decades.
And they may not
Who's
be able
that?
To tell if you've been murdered or not.
Like a Seven scenario. Did this guy die in his SpaghettiOs, or is
no.
there something nefarious afoot?
Yeah, kind of. When I was in school, we had this coroner come to give us a presentation for my criminal justice class, and he showed us all these crime scene photos, and one was a fat guy that died in his chair, and there wasn't any evidence of a crime scene or anything until they took him to the coroner's office, laid him down, and in the morning there was a big pool of blood everywhere that had been leaking out of a bullet hole in the back of his head, but he was so fat that his fat rolls covered up the bullet hole.
The perfect crime.
Yeah. So
how fat are you that that a professional can go in there and be like, well, god damn it, what's happened here? And then they like lift up a fold and it's like, oh, his back of his head fat was so much that it
sealed the bullet hole. Like, so no blood came out. There was no blood anywhere at the crime scene, but they did find like a homemade silencer. And so they were able to, yeah, it was like crazy, made out of a pop can or some shit. But, yeah, he had pictures of the crime scene and the dead guy and where the bullet hit him, and it was really weird.
Is that like a Kennedy bullet, where it's just apparently this perfect shot straight between the fat folds, or did this guy realize, was the assassin, like, did he go behind him, lift up the fat fold on the back, put the barrel there, and then shoot, and then just allow the recoil to push the barrel out, and then the folds just seal like a Ziploc?
Well, no, since it was this homemade silencer out of a pop can, he would have been pressing a pop can to the back of his neck.
Well, then that doesn't make any sense how this could work in the first
place. It doesn't make any sense at all, but the crime scene photos were unbelievable. Like, just the evidence that he brought in. So there are extraordinary cases where things like that happen. And I think if you're fat, that they're more than likely.
More than likely to what?
To happen. Just incredible, awful things. So don't get so fat that you fuse yourself to a chair or other pieces of furniture.
Don't shame me. Don't shame me. That's fat shaming.
Well, you're fused to the couch in other ways.
Mm-hmm. What? Is that like a semen joke or something?
You won't roll out of bed for anything.
Yeah. Well, that's the bed. That's not the couch.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's the fat shaming. Fat shamer.
Well, you go straight from the bed to the couch.
A lot of the time, yeah.
Every day.
Well, you got to have that buffer zone after you get out of bed where you go to the couch. And it's like, I've gone from laying to sitting. Eventually, I'll get up to standing. Maybe. You know, that's a big maybe.
Not likely.
Who knows? No, maybe not.
Even get that far. I was like sleeping on the couch, and then like I'd get sleepy in the evening and just fall asleep, and then I'd end up sleeping on the couch, and then I'd wake up on the couch and turn on Fallout 4 and play that for a while, and then end up falling asleep again. So I was like more fused to the couch than you.
You were in a cycle there for a while of just pass out under your green blanket on the couch, play Fallout until you fell asleep, wake up at just whatever time your body decided, just and then turn Fallout back on and keep playing. But that's all right.
I fall asleep a lot.
You do. You can fall asleep anywhere. Mm-hmm. Anywhere at any time. I cannot at all. I couldn't fall asleep in class growing up. I can't fall asleep anywhere I'm not supposed to. I get anxious.
Oh, man, I love falling asleep in public places. It's so satisfying. I can't do that in St. Louis.
No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't be doing it anywhere. I want to be cremated so nobody fucks my dead body, but I'll just fall asleep in downtown St. Louis.
Oh, I haven't yet. I haven't done that.
No.
I have a hard time not doing it, though. Because it's hard. It's like, oh, I'm relaxed. I'm comfortable. I just rest my chin on my hand. I was the master at sleeping in class.
Were you?
Yes.
During
reading time, I would have the book open with one hand and then prop my head up on my other hand. And I would even, like, every now and then, I'd flip the page.
No, I've seen so many people fall asleep in class, and I was an expert on it because I never could fall asleep in class because I just wouldn't do it. And I would watch all the people who did it all the time, and they would do their maneuvers and their tricks where they thought they were being so fucking sly, where they'd have their, you know, propped up like the thinker, that statue,
yeah.
And then have the book open. And in their head, they were sitting there, and the teacher's looking at them like, oh, wow, what a diligent reader. But really, it's just their head does that little, like, slide off their fist, and they go.
See, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, you would.
No.
But you don't realize it. You don't realize it because you're sleeping. You don't realize a lot of things. You were cry you were cry talking last night when we were doing PKA. They're right in the beginning of PKA if you guys watch it.
No.
You'll see I mute it in the beginning and you can't see you. It's fine. You're not on screen. And I lean over and I start shaking her because I knew it was about to start showing up on the mic because out of nowhere she'd been sleeping, and then I just started hearing like a crying, like just, and she's sleep weeping. Yeah. She's sleep weeping right next to me, and then I was like, well, this is weird. And then you just started going like, why don't you even and it's like, what the fuck are you doing over there? And so I had to wake you up and just be like, Melissa, you're sleep weeping. And you just looked at me with the most vicious eyes of like, I fucking hate you and I'm going to kill you in your sleep. I can't believe you, you fucking bastard. And then you just walked into the bedroom and passed out immediately. And I was so confused. Like, I walked in there to make sure, because you were like stumbling, like sleepwalking, to make sure that you didn't like fall and hurt yourself. But you just got in bed and passed out. No more weeping. Sleep weep. So, yeah. And maybe you were doing that in class, and people were just too embarrassed to bring it up. Like, God, that fucking Melissa girl, she's crying really loud again. Why does she cry so loud in biology? Constantly. Just Tiffany, can you tell me what year the French Revolution ended? It's in... Melissa, wake up! You're sleep weeping! Yeah, I mean, I wish I could fall asleep that easily. But I can't.
Yeah. It's hard. A curse sometimes.
Sometimes. It's better than me, where I can't fall asleep in public at all. I get too anxious. Someone's going to take advantage of me. They will.
Oh, would they?
I'll be raped.
They'll use your beard to give someone a rash.
What? Already that little red non-rash above your lip is gone.
No.
Yeah. No. You know it's not gone, all the fucking germs that you cough directly in my mouth. So, on to the news. The only thing I had down is that, or one of the two, Bill Cosby, you didn't even know what was going on with that. He got finally arrested
for his hot allegedly, Cosby business?
Yeah, he's been doling out a lot of hot Cosbys. Bet a lot of them are sleep weeping now, too. He's been doling out a lot of hot Cosbys, and finally they were just like, all right, well, you know, you're under arrest. A lot of people, you're accused of sexual misconduct and rape or drugging people, something, with quite a few people. And they finally arrested him. They showed his mugshot, and, like, his eyes are starting to get that cataract look that, like, old dogs get. Like, he looks so old that I doubt he'll even survive through this trial. There is one. Like,
will
he
anyone
so
convict him?
Old. I don't know. I mean,
they
it's,
think he's capable.
He's so fucking old, and he doesn't look like a, oh, wow, that guy's, you know, he's 92, but damn, he hasn't lost a beat. It's like, ugh, Jesus, Bill. Like, this last couple of years of this stress and being accused of all this, he looks old as, you know, God. Looks horrible.
Well, I don't give a fuck.
You don't give a fuck about Bill Cosby?
No.
No? Did you ever watch The Cosby Show?
I don't like that. That stupid noise he makes. I don't know.
Like that, oop a doop a doobly boop, and he like does stuff. Yeah. I don't even like his, like, so many stand-up comedians, like, when I listen to interviews with them, they'll always be like, oh, yeah, like, some of the greats, like Bill Cosby and whoever and whoever. And I've listened to Bill Cosby and watched his stand-up before. Not all of it, granted, but at no point was I ever just, like, howling, like, oh, my God, this guy is a hoot. It's just like,
he's just
right.
Too old.
He's too old. Well, he's been a stand-up for a long, long time. So he wasn't always too old. And he's not bad. It's just, I guess it's not my style. Like, he'll like, sit down in a chair like he's your grandpa and then just tell you stories that, like, meander around for a while, then get to a punchline. But it's like, all right, you could have fit, like, 70 punchlines in there and made it funnier instead of, you know, some weird kind of holier-than-thou story about how you're, like, I don't know, a pillar of influence in the black community or whatever, which sucks, because a lot of people looked up to him.
You tell stories.
I tell stories, yeah. I don't sit on a fucking lounge chair in front of an audience and, like, act like I'm their grandparent and, you know, tell them, like, life lessons and stuff. No. No. If I were Bill Cosby, I would, though. I bet he makes a ton of money. Or he made a ton
That's
of money.
That's a shame.
Yeah. That is a shame. That would suck for his kids now. Because he's, like, ruining the legacy. To even if it comes out that it's like, oh, well, you know, turns out Bill Cosby wasn't raping. Like, that's not going to help. There's, mm-hmm. It's going to be just like, what's his name? Patrick Kane, that Chicago Blackhawks player.
Oh, goodness sakes.
Where they still yell rapist at him when he's playing. And
do
like,
they really? I have never heard that in any game.
We haven't
game.
Been to any Chicago games.
Because fuck the Blackhawks.
Yeah. But we haven't been to any, but they are like a little chance at
him. I went to that one, and we watched the ones with the Blues.
You
I went
go
to the pregame.
Oh, the pregame.
Preseason
yeah.
game.
Oh, I don't know about the preseason game. Was it very crowded even?
I mean, not like...
Not like a real
not
game.
Not like the
not
other
like
day.
Not like the Nashville game we went to.
No.
That was a very good game.
Yeah, that was great.
There. We're going to another game this Monday. The Blues-Ottawa Senators game. That should be a barrel of fun.
Woo!
Yeah, hopefully that all works out.
Couldn't have been better than the... Predators game, because that was great. I thought it was just going to be boring, and then they tied it up and then went into OT. That was pretty
yep.
sweet.
And then we pretty much dominated OT. Good Lord. Are there
yeah.
any Nashville fans out there who watched that game? Your team, you have a good team, but Jesus Christ, your team is fucking horrible at 3-on-3.
Yeah.
Horrible.
They
was
were in our zone like once.
Once. You got one shot, and we just butt-fucked you the entire other part. And you had all the momentum going in. We were winning 3-1. You score two in the last part of the third, tie it up, and then you would think that you guys were on your back foot going into 3-on-3. Like, it was just pathetic. Like, you would have lost way quicker in that overtime if Hutton hadn't stood on his head. But anyways, while we're on hockey talk, I was looking up just random, like, Not the Onion articles, and there's a 6-year-old Habs fan. Habs, for not hockey fans, that means a fan of the Montreal Canadiens. I think that means, like, Les Habitants or something, like, kind of a little douchey sounding.
Canadiens.
Yeah. Canadiens. We spell it different because we are kind of French. Yeah, a 6-year-old is on the Fed's terror watch list. And I like articles like this because it's like, the only people who pick up on shit like this are people with a clear agenda, and this just fits it fully. Where it's like, it's not good that they have huge federal terror watch lists for, you know, people. I guess these people are Muslim looking. They even look like Indian, actually. They don't even look like Middle Eastern. They look like maybe Pakistani or something.
They could even be Hispanic.
They could even, they
I can't could. See the picture very well.
They could, no, they don't look Hispanic. They look like maybe Pakistani or
the
maybe.
The little boy looks like he could be Hispanic.
The little boy maybe looks like he could be Hispanic. But the point is that kid's on the watch list, and it's like, instead of being rational and reasonable with news like this, where people are like, oh, wow, there is a 6-year-old boy on that list. That's crazy. They should take him off of that list. He's only 6. Like, it's always turned into, like, this, you know, dystopian nightmare future where even 6-year-old hockey fans are put on this list. And it's like, do you actually think there's a fucking FBI agent out there, like, with string and thumbtacks all over a board in his basement, like, obsessively, like, we gotta get David, this fucker.
Yes.
Like, there's not, that's not how it goes. Like, it's a mistake, and they try and warp it into being, like, this weird dystopian, you know, follow you everywhere future, when really, it's not a, clearly, they don't really think this 6-year-old hockey fan is a terrorist.
Yeah, but I think it's a combination of the stupidity of people in high positions, like federal positions, that make those decisions, and the amount of power they have, and their corrupt, like, ideology about how the way the world works.
Yeah, it's more upsetting insofar as seeing it like, wow, these people really don't have it under control as much as I would want them to. Where it's like, they're not as, like, when you hear about organizations like that, it's more comforting to think, like, yeah, the FBI, the CIA, like, those are serious, you know, big boy organizations that get shit done and don't make as many mistakes. And then you see stuff like that, and it's like, man, they don't have, you know, their hand on the button quite as much as we thought they did. But either way.
Yeah, they do a lot of dumb stuff, like the Fast and the Furious operation from, like, I don't know, like a long time ago now, I guess.
Yeah.
5, 6 years ago.
You know what I was thinking about doing? And this is like off topic. Then we'll get into like the best and worst movies of 2015.
Yeah.
But I said fat shaming earlier. I've noticed another thing that's happening online, and it's when fat people get famous just for being big, giant fat people. And so maybe I'm thinking that maybe I'll gain 200 or 300 pounds.
Wait, who's doing that? Who's famous for being?
There's go on YouTube and see. There are tons of people
like my 600-pound life people.
People like that, but also like but YouTube not, people. No, they're there are just, YouTube people out there who's like a big part of their persona is that they are fat.
Like and Wings. Then
Wings, you could say like people like Wings, Boogie. There's quite a few women out there who do the whole, like, my body's good the way it is. I'm a big fat fucking heifer, but, you know, don't judge me. You know, yeah. Just because I have to wear a fucking tablecloth as a bikini bottom doesn't mean that I'm not beautiful. Just because you could hide fucking golf balls in my weird cellulite legs doesn't mean that I'm not hot in my own way. Like, there are people like that, and a lot of their, I guess it's more, like,
because it's more women.
It's more women because
in the beauty community.
Boogie and Wings, like, they'll talk about being fat, but that's not the crux of who they are. It all doesn't come back to being like, oh, ho, ho, you know, I'm fat. You
okay.
Know? Like, but those women are taking part in fat faming, and I want to be a fat famer, you know? Or I can't
a
do it.
A fat flamer.
A fat flamer. Oh, if I turned gay, people couldn't hate on me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd move, like, one notch up on the PC scale. Actually, I'd move, like, four notches up.
Yeah.
To, like, right behind black women.
Untouchable.
It'd be great. No, black women and black people could still punch up at me. Women could probably still punch up at me, because that's just the way the PC world
works.
Cut
your dick off.
Oh, I'll just pull a Caitlyn Jenner. Actually, I won't. I'll just do what he did, become, like, half of a woman. Basically a man with big man shoulders and big man hands and silicone in my chest, and then just be like, you want to get rid of the dick, too? You want to go all the way? No. Well, let's not get crazy here. You know, I don't want to look silly when I'm naked. Like, but yeah, I'll maybe you should do that because you're a woman. You could do
that.
It. You become super, super liberal and body
I'm not
shaming.
Fat.
Yeah,
no.
You become a fat famer.
No.
Yeah.
I don't want to be fat.
I don't want you to be fatty. Maybe we can conscript a woman who is dumb and malleable, and we can build her, mold her. As our fat famer. It'd help if she's already overweight.
I could just wear a suit. There's a really funny video where Tyra Banks puts on a fat suit and walks around, like, outside. And she talks about people staring at her.
Yeah, I saw this really famous lady walking around with this weird look on her face just because she was wearing a fat suit. I think it was Tyra.
No, like, she looked. It was a good fat suit. Like, she just looked like a fat lady. And she was, like, in tears, like, oh. Can't believe they have to deal with this every day.
Oh, and to think they go home after a hard day's work and then they're just force-fed nonstop. Yeah, anyway, so best and worst of 2015. I know you compiled a couple things.
Oh, yeah.
Movies,
well,
TV
most
shows.
Most of them are good.
Movies. Yeah, you had some good
most
stuff.
Of the, most look of the movies your... I pick out to go see are good.
Which ones were bad?
The ones were bad. Oh, Z for Zachariah. That
remind
sucked.
Me which one that was.
It was like post up. It was an apocalypse movie, I think. And then that one white girl meets the black guy. She's like wearing the radiation suit, and they like start building their little town together. And then some other hot white guy shows up, and the black guy gets jealous and. Nowhere in there is a Zachariah. I don't know.
No. Yeah, the black guy has a crush on the white lady, and then
well, he develops one.
Yeah, he develops
like, eventually.
A crush. And then the white guy shows up, and he's like, "Hey, you know, I could help too. Just me, this black guy, and this other white chick." And then real quickly, the white guy and the white chick start banging and sleeping together regularly. And then the black guy's like, "This is horse shit." He starts getting all pissed off. And then at the end. I'm spoiling it because it doesn't fucking matter. It was horrible. I'm saving you 90 minutes. They go to, like, do something with their water generator or to collect water or something like that. And the black guy apparently pushes off.
A water mill.
Yeah, the water mill. Apparently the black guy It doesn't even tell you what actually happens, but it shows the white guy, like, about to fall, and the black guy either helps him or doesn't help him. And then the black guy goes back to the house and says, oh, yeah, you know that guy you've been banging, Richard, or whatever? Well, he left, you know. He just finished all the projects we needed him to do because of his expertise in that, and he left. So, oops. And that was it.
Yeah.
That was the end of it. There was no conclusion. It was a love story that got ended. Maybe the black guy committed the first murder in the post-apocalyptic world.
I don't know if they're trying to, like, make you think, like, if you're prejudiced or not.
Prejudice? Like, it's a, no, it's a
no, like, story. Maybe if you think, oh, yeah, he for certain, like, knocked him down, pushed him down, and he died, then that would make you prejudiced.
Well, he definitely did knock him down and kill him and die.
But it didn't show that.
No, but the entire purpose of the movie for, like, the last 50 minutes up to that point was, like, hey, we're all three going to work together and build this water mill, and then we're going to be able to build a real community here together. And then out of nowhere, he finishes the water mill and he just leaves. Like, ah, fuck it. All that work and energy and effort, I'll just leave.
But what if he accidentally fell anyway? Like, he did try to help
him.
Then
what's the incentive for the black guy to lie about it?
I don't know.
There is none.
I don't know.
If they were trying to do some weird, you know,
it sucked.
Liberal gotcha, racist gotcha moment of like, oh, ooh, see? You know, racist, like, then it failed.
Now
so
I'm
going to
go read some Reddits on it.
I'm not going to read any Reddits about it. It was a shit movie, and
I'll
I hated
relay
it
to you.
I don't even want to know.
I'll tell you.
So, my favorite, I mean, we talked about this on PK kind of briefly, but Mad Max, Red Army, What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, yeah.
You made a larger list
here. I love
here.
What We Do in the Shadows.
I didn't
shadows.
Like Black Mass.
Black Mass was okay.
Like, well, it's not that it
you
was bad.
You were saying it was good.
It was
We went and saw Sicario after Black Mass, and you were still saying you thought Black Mass was better.
It was. I didn't like Sicario that much.
Sicario was good.
I didn't
like... The only bad part about Sicario was her fake cigarette smoking. That was so obvious.
That was aggravating. The whole, like, she would light a cigarette constantly, and then she would put it up to her lips, like a tiny little wisp of smoke would be coming from the end of the cigarette, and then she'd just throw it away.
Yeah, she, like, threw away a whole cigarette so many times. She's like, hey, can I bum a cigarette? She'd light it up, take, like, a puff or two, and then throw it away. It's like, you
yeah,
bitch.
It's like, you twat. You just bummed a cigarette from that guy. He just watched you take a drag of it and throw it away. It's like me being like, hey, can I get a beer? One of your beers? I take a teeny little sip off the top and just go... Ah, then just throw it to the side and it shatters on the sidewalk.
It's like just
dude, you just wasted a whole beer. Nah, I was done with it.
Bum a drag, not a whole cigarette.
Yeah, take a drag
Jesus.
Of it. You twat. So I didn't like her. Martian was excellent. Top
yeah,
notch.
It was good.
I
hate space, but
yeah, you don't like space shit. What about or what else do you have over here? What's this?
Oh, those are video games. But no, the rest of the movies. Real quick, the rest of the movies. Ant-Man was good. You liked Ant-Man, didn't you?
I watched that really recently. I thought
it was
way
funny.
Funnier than I thought it would
yeah,
be. Yeah,
it was good. It was a good little... good. I don't like superhero movies either, but it was pretty good. Crimson Peak wasn't very good. I was expecting
you said you
a
liked
lot more.
It.
I liked it, but the more I thought about it, the more disappointed I was. I thought, well, maybe it would have been better if it was in Spanish. Because I loved Pan's Labyrinth and The Orphanage, and I love Hellboy, but, yeah, that one wasn't so good. The Big Short I saw last week, that was pretty good, kind of disgusting, and still kind of confusing. I still don't fully understand all of the different kinds of mortgages they were talking about, but regardless, it was pretty good.
What about Ex Machina?
Ex Machina was really good.
I thought it was a pretty good movie.
That was really... interesting. I wasn't wanting to watch it at all when I saw it, and it was really good.
Well, there's a quick
that's
wrap of 2015 movies.
For the most part.
Yeah, that's
oh,
a...
and then 2016 movies. Oh.
Spoilers!
I want to see The Revenant. I hope that will be good.
I know Woody said it wasn't good, but
well,
I really would rather
what
believe it
ones...
is good, because I want to see
yeah.
The Revenant.
What ones does he say are good?
I don't know.
It's like, you gotta compare it with what he says is good.
Kyle said he didn't think Hateful Eight was very good. Woody said he thought Hateful Eight was very good.
Oh, great. Well,
so
we know what we think of the movies Kyle likes sometimes.
Kyle's are very hit or miss, where he'll, like, be raving about something.
You need to see Gravity.
I thought Gravity was good.
No, no. It was so horrible. It was so terrible. Sandra Bullock is awful.
Well, she is awful, but the movie, like, no. I liked the... No. I thought it was
all
right.
It was all terrible. Wait, Hail am I Caesar thinking is of coming out soon.
I think I'm thinking of Interstellar.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of Interstellar, too. You didn't like... I didn't think you liked Gravity that much.
I liked one of them. I don't remember which one's
I think
which.
You liked Interstellar.
Okay.
What's Merv! Merv! Merv!
Yeah.
Hail Caesar, the new Coen Brothers movie, comes out in like a month or two. That's going to be
Is there
awesome.
a new Jumanji?
Scarlett Johansson? Yeah, they're doing a reboot. I don't know how I feel about that.
I've seen Jumanji no fewer than 100 times. I loved that movie when I was younger.
I still love that movie.
It's an excellent movie. I wanted the Jumanji board.
Oh, me too. Yeah, I tried to make one. Yeah.
Really?
Not out of wood. Like, I tried to replicate, draw it out.
And then when you, like, started it out and there were no, like, real magical elements, you're like, fuck this.
No, I made it up.
You made it up.
Yeah. I was very imaginative.
Oh, you were?
And Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them's coming out this year. I love Harry Potter. It's going to be great. I don't know how I feel about Suicide Squad yet. We'll have to see.
It's because it's PG-13 and there's not going to be any brutal, torturous deaths, which is going to ruin it. It's going to be a huge letdown.
Whatever.
And that's mark it down, kids.
It'll probably be a letdown, but everybody's expecting it to kind of revolve around the Joker, and he's an ancillary character at most because he's not part of the Suicide Squad, and I just hope that he's actually Jason Todd. That would be really cool if he's the Jason Todd Joker.
Well.
And Deadpool is coming out soon, and so is Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
Yeah, I'm not going to see that.
No, you're going to go see that.
That doesn't sound...
You should read the book. It's funny. Maybe. It's funny.
I don't know.
Like, I would have loved having that book in grade school. Be like, oh, I can read the zombie version, and it's basically the same.
All right. So, couple of questions you guys have sent in this week. Quick tip for you guys sending them in. Paragraph breaks would be so great. So great if you guys could throw those in just once in a while. A lot of you do.
Four sentences.
Yeah, because it's some of these, like, it's a wall of text, and I comment on it, and then I look away from the screen, and then I look back, and it's like, well, fuck, where the hell was I? Anyway, get into this one. To Taylor, am I an asshole?
Yes, because this is one of those block questions that need some indentations.
I suppose keep anonymous, so no one will know. So a few months back, I moved into a new apartment with a friend of mine. As per tradition of acquiring this newly updated bachelor pad, I was on the hunt for getting some sweet new poon to christen my new room. Well, lady luck just so had it that I get an FB friend request followed by a PM by this broad I used to know back in the day. We'll call her Christy. She is decent looking. I'd give her a 7.5, nice toned fit body, nice tits and toned ass with a cute face. So she messaged me, basically does the I know this is random, then proceeds to tell me she's always had a crush on me and blah blah blah, and also spill her sob story about her dad passing away a year ago and how she's always emotional about this time of year because of it. So I inquire a bit, basically I get down to the meat and potatoes of it and ask her, why the fuck are you messaging me, bitch? Is that what you said? After she spilled her heart about her dad.
You're an asshole.
he's just being funny. He didn't say that. That'd be a real prick thing to do. I've been really broken up about my dad. You know, it's been a rough year. What you messaging me about, bitch? Like, notice she has a BF. So, ooh.
Oh, okay.
And notice she has a boyfriend. So why she go out of her way to tell me all this crap? Well, we all already know. She says she doesn't know and she knows she shouldn't be since she has a boyfriend. Well, to make a long story short, we're not even halfway through your paragraph, so mission failed there.
Long block.
Make a long story short, she proceeds to message me every day, and I'll admit I butter her up and tell her how good she looks, so she starts sending me more provocative images of her dripping,
oozing
open orifices. Okay, I threw that in there for shock value. It's gross. So still, she sends me pics of her ass and whatnot. So fast forward a month later, I have her come over to my place and we start fucking on the reg. Now keep in mind, she still has that boyfriend that I knew about. I can also sort of tell she might be a little damaged property, if you know what I mean. but I still follow through with it because, you know, pussy, right?
Oh, my God. Like,
I don't know. It was just too easy. I still feel bad about it. But she wants to know. But she wanted to, so who was I to deny her advances? Maybe I'd be the asshole for not giving her the D to emotionally secure her unbalanced life aching for love. Teehee. Well, anyway, eventually I got to the point where it became way too awkward because the whole time we're playing hanky-panky, she's posting shit on Facebook about how much she loves her boyfriend, stringing him along for a ride. Oh, gross. So it got to the point where I had to say, look, enough is enough. At least break up with this dude. This is too fucked. But she never did. I just stopped talking to her, and Christy is still with the same dude, and I don't think he ever found out. So am I the asshole for taking advantage of this damaged girl? I mean, hell, if it wasn't me, it would have been someone else. Am I right? Yeah, I think you are probably right there. I mean, right from the start, I stated my intentions. I was never dishonest with her. I told her I'm not looking for a relationship. I just want hookups. So she knew. I mean, I know on a personal level with myself, it was a bit of a dick to go through with the whole thing. And only 3/4 of the way through did I start to realize I may be getting myself involved with a fucking maniac. I don't know. I questioned choices I made at the time and the balance of good versus bad. Sometimes when it comes down to it, it doesn't really matter. Anyways, sorry for such a long wall of text. Ah, you apologize. thank you for doing this on the podcast. If not, it's all gravy, baby. Big fan of your work and all that you add to PKA. Honestly, wouldn't be the same without you. Thanks again and have a good one. So, you want to touch this first?
What's that?
He said, thanks again
part?
And have a good
slutty
one,
McFermit.
Slutty McFermit Flop Douglas. I don't know what that means. So I skipped it. yeah, so, I mean, you're right insofar as being like, if it's not me, it's going to be someone else. Yeah, if she came at you that hard, if you had turned her down, she would have went to someone else for the same thing. It is pretty, it's...
You're lucky.
Yeah, you're lucky, and obviously the person who's in the relationship who's fucking is more culpable than the person who's not in the relationship that's fucking someone in a relationship. But it doesn't mean that you're totally just, you know, washing your hands of the whole situation. It's still a shitty thing to do. And now at this point, I think you need to come up with some sort of maneuver to inform this guy that he is dating a lying whore.
No, don't get involved. If he thinks she's crazy, just get out of it and get away. Like, don't be part of it anymore. You're lucky you got out of the bullshit before she did something crazy.
Just leave that guy to the wolves.
Yes.
She's been sleeping around, doing all this stuff, lying to him, manipulating
him. Who does that? Who goes and says, hey, dude, I've been sleeping with your girlfriend? Like, who does that? No one does that.
No. You don't do it like that. What you do, find a friend that he doesn't know that you're friends with. Text him from that guy's number. Or if he doesn't, no, don't do it from your number because she'll be able to match it. Just text from that, like, third party's number and say, hey, you should ask your girlfriend about this.
No, just get out. Stay out of it. The guy she's with probably knows how fucking crazy she is. Just stay out of it.
He wouldn't be with her if he knew.
He's not asking what to do. He's asking if he's an asshole. He's kind of an asshole, like you said, but I mean,
he's kind of an asshole, but he should, you know, give a heads up.
No. Just stay out of it. It's not your business.
If I were going all around fucking lots of different people and cheating on you all the time, and someone had the ability to tell you that, you would want them to inform you and say, hey, this guy is cheating on you all the time and he's being a real prick, so that you could get out of there instead of wasting any more of your time with a scumbag, right?
Oh my goodness. See, I had that happen to me, though. I had that happen to me. I had the best friend of the person I was dating tell me they were cheating on me, and I confronted the person I was dating about it. They swore up and down that it wasn't happening or that it didn't happen the way the other person said, and I forgave them and you're not going to fix anything.
But you... well,
you're not going to fix anything. You're not going to fix whatever is going on with them, so just stay out of it and get away.
At the end of the day, it's not your business that much. But I don't know. There's no good way to handle it, but it does feel shitty to be like, all right, well, I already banged her and I'm out. Best of luck to this random dude and his now ruined relationship.
No, he'll find out. He'll find out and he'll learn a lesson. I mean, just it'll feel worse having other people get involved. It's just...
Maybe, but maybe that worse feeling would be worse for a few weeks as opposed to staying in the relationship for another year, 2 years, and then finding out.
Well, he's not asking for your advice on what to do, just whether or not he's an asshole.
Why do you not like my advice to him?
Because I've been in that situation.
All right. Well, I haven't been in that situation, so my advice could be off point, but I think it's great. But then again, he is, of course, not asking advice. He's asking if he's an asshole. I don't know. Scale of 1 to 10, you're at like a 4, 3.5 asshole. So not awful. Let's see. All right. Hey, Taylor. I've been a fan of your channel for a long time, and I just wanted to say I love the podcast. Thank you. I'm a 19-year-old in my freshman year of university, and there's this girl I like on the varsity soccer team. She's really good-looking. I'd say 9.5 out of 10. With an awesome personality, and I was wondering if I could get some advice since you're a bit old. Oh. Fuck, I already answered that one. Like, a week ago.
You need
ago.
To go in order.
I know, I do need to go in order, but I always skip through for the ones that I think are the best.
Or at least, like, copy and paste, compile a document with the ones you choose.
Okay, all right, all right. How about you be my...
I'll screen them.
You be my administrator.
I'll screen them for you.
You'll screen them?
Yeah.
All right, you're my official screener. All right. So, hey Taylor, I don't care if you use my name. Well, all right, Tom, then I will use your name. For a bit of context, I'm a 15-year-old guy that only recently started working. About 6 months ago, I started working at a very well-known fast food restaurant here in Australia. The pay is shit, and if I were to guess, I would say that the managers have broken at least 20 health and safety regulations this week. Oh, we haven't hit our minimum spider quota. I would prefer to leave right now while I am writing this, but here is the problem. My dad won't let me leave until I can find myself another job. Now, that's all fine and dandy, but do you want to know how many places want to hire a young, handsome 15-year-old with 6 months of cleaning grease-filled trays for experience? Zero. And that's despite applying for at least 20 jobs. Yeah, it's rough, man, especially for a 15-year-old. I feel that I have nowhere to go. I'm one closing shift away from a murder-suicide. That's funny. My dad can't be spoken to, and I have no idea where to go next. Thanks, K-Pow. P.S. Sorry for bad English. I'm from Australia. That was really funny. That was a fun little end of the joke.
Dude, I've applied for more than 100 jobs in the last 5 months. Like, 20 is not very much.
It's, for a 15-year-old, it is. For a 15-year-old, when there aren't a ton of, he doesn't have any qualifications.
I applied for a lot of jobs that didn't require qualifications.
Yeah, but he's also in school, whatnot. It's not like, hey, I'm looking for a full-time, job at Barnes & Noble. He's like, hey, I'm looking for a job where I can come in 3 days a week from, 3:30 to 8.
That's their optimal candidate, though. They're Maybe. Like, oh, you only want to work part-time and you'll kind of, we can call you in and see if you're busy, whenever.
Get a job at, a department store or something. Where there's really flexible hours.
You can make tons of suggestions, but the one you end up going with is probably going to be something you never thought of.
Probably. But also, I can't imagine anything being worse than working in food.
Yeah.
That sounds horrible.
I've never worked in food.
Any option you get to get out of that seems like it's going to be great. I have a friend who worked at McDonald's for 5 fucking years, all through high school.
Ew.
No, I guess it was 4 years. All through high school. And he would still eat McDonald's, but he would not go to the McDonald's that he worked at because he knew, the fucking ex-cons who worked with him were not, washing their hands or being very clean with everything. Which, what do you expect? It's more of just, ignorance is bliss situation when you go to a fast food place where it's when you hand your money to the person and they give you the change back and they have those long, dirty fingernails and then the one clean, pinky Coke nail. And they hand it back to you and it's like, oh, well, what the fuck are they doing in there? And you know what they're doing in there, being dirty and nasty. And that's why I'm always so nice to those people, especially at places like Steak and Shake where it's just full of felons.
Okay.
It is.
Okay. You don't know that.
No,
there's a lot of felons out there.
No, there was
an
article.
They need jobs. They should be hired.
They should. But it just makes you anxious.
It shouldn't. Felons are everywhere. Everybody gets out of prison eventually.
Not everyone.
Almost everyone gets out of prison eventually.
Not making a murderer guy.
Oh, no, don't talk about that. I'm going to cry.
Well, I guess he did get out. So, let's see. Do I got one more? I think I got one more. Truly terrible podcast.
Two more.
Hey, Taylor, love your podcast, and I'm so glad they are back. Am I an asshole? I'm a senior in high school and have very few good friends. That's fine. A few months ago, I started talking to a girl who was dating my friend. Not talking like dating, just friends. Well, whenever they broke up, they told me to pick a side.
Oh, brother.
What?
Pick a side right now.
At Laguna Beach High. I didn't want to pick, but I did pick my friend because he's been my best friend for 5 years. Yeah, of course you picked your guy friend over the chick. Of course. If you had picked her, not only would you lose the friend that you had, she also wouldn't respect you.
She'll just try to weasel
her
way back in.
She would not respect you for selling your friend down the river, and then you'd have nobody. So good move there. She didn't like it, but a few weeks after they broke up, she called me and opened up about her life and everything. I like to think that I'm a good listener, so I listened. After she got done, she asked if I had anything to say, and I did, but whatever I tried, she kept interrupting me to talk about her. So, do you have anything
Made
to say about
choice.
That?
Made a good choice.
Well, you know, I felt that way when... Also, my sister Kelly is such a fucking slut. Like, just everything comes back to her. That's so unpleasant. So I thought this was going to be a one-time thing, so whenever I needed to vent, I called her, but I never got a word in. this happened for about 4 months now. She just keeps saying I'm a very close friend, but whenever I try and do something, she keeps trying to control me. About a week ago, I told her to fuck off and I'm done with that shit. Good for you. She got very upset and couldn't understand why I cut her off, and I have been trying to tell her, but she just won't listen. Yeah, dude, she's not ever gonna listen. It would have happened by now. Just stop. So am I an asshole for just cutting her off? I'd love to hear your insight on this, and if it's used on the podcast, that'd be great. Love the podcast and videos. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
You are an asshole.
No.
Yeah.
He is not an asshole.
He is an asshole.
Okay. Here is the only level of assholishness I can see, is that you are talking to your ex's girlfriend way too much, and you shouldn't have been doing that. That's the only angle of asshole I see. And even that is such a low level of asshole. It could have potentially been a higher level of asshole, because I'm pretty damn sure that if she had been like, oh, come over and bang me, he would have obliged. So that could have bumped him up to severe asshole. But from what he actually did, not his intentions, what he did, very low asshole rating.
You just, like, he says that he was calling her to vent. And it's like, you should have known. Come on. I mean, you should have known that. Know what?
From what, reading up here, a precedent had been set that they were talking all the time. The conversations were very one-sided. Of her venting at him. Anytime he tried to respond, she would shut him down and keep talking about herself. She was basically using him as an emotional tampon. She was missing all the attention she was getting from the ex-boyfriend, so she moved on to him, even after he quote-unquote picked.
He said he thought it was going to be a one-time thing, so whenever he needed to vent and called her, but he could never get a word in, he kept expecting different results.
That
and
doesn't
doing
make him
the same
asshole.
Thing.
It
that
makes
does
him
make him kind of an
too
asshole.
Much, it makes him... too hopeful, a little gullible for her, I guess. Maybe really, really likes her, but he's not being an asshole.
Okay, whatever. He just, I mean, you know when you see somebody doing something stupid and you think, oh, what an ass? Well, that's what this looks
like.
Yeah,
but there's a difference between being an ass and being an asshole. If he was being malicious or dicky in some kind of way, then he'd be an asshole. But it's more of just like he is, I don't think he read the situation as well as he could have. This is all very easy to say. You know, hindsight's 20/20. But...
Well, I think it's all kind of the same thing.
I think that he was just sick and fucking... he was sick and tired of her using him as an emotional tampon because she needed some sort of outlet.
Then he should have fucking quit talking to her.
He did cut her off, and that's what he's saying as far as, am I an
asshole
for just cutting her off?
He's also saying he told her to fuck off, and he's done with her shit. He should have just stopped answering her calls. Stopped... I mean, not that I don't think it's a big deal what he did. I'm just saying.
Something
I'm just being...
clearly led up to that, though. You don't just go, like, oh, tell me, oh, how's your, you know, you're still messed up about this and that. Oh, yeah, you know, I'm really fucking upset about this and that, and it's so good to talk to you. You know, another thing that's bothering me is, well, fuck you, I'm done with your shit. Like, it doesn't just, that's not how conversations go. Like, something
I know.
Really escalated
I
up to
know,
that point.
But instead of having a conversation about needing to fuck off, he could have just started ignoring her for a while and... stop taking her calls and not talking to her.
That would have been easier.
But they just have, everybody's just got to get that last word in. It doesn't matter who it is, what kind of relationship it is. Like, they always got to get that last fuck you in. Like, oh, I'm done. I'm just letting you know that I am done.
That's true.
And that, I think, makes a lot of things just keep going. And they're like, oh, you're done? You think you're done with me? Are you? And instead of, like, they already know that you can't ignore them because you had to get the last word in. And you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Like, it just kind of perpetuates it.
I
wouldn't be surprised if they kept talking after he sent this.
Yeah, I wouldn't be that surprised either. Maybe it wasn't a hard break. Maybe more of like a soft break that
slowly gets
worse and
worse. You just need to ignore them. Just stop taking their calls.
Yeah, you need to ignore them and stop. Like, she was taking advantage of you, dude. Like, you don't see that. She lost her ability to vent to your friend, her ex-boyfriend. And so she immediately saw you as someone of, hey, I can, you know, I can glob onto him, start complaining, doing all my venting to him, and then it'll be an incredibly one-sided, quote-unquote, friendship, and he won't get anything out of it, but at least it'll validate my feelings whenever I need it done. And then, you know, when I don't need him, I just ignore him, and then when I do need him, I call him back, and if he ever needs to talk about his problems, then fuck him. Like, it, she was being the biggest asshole in the situation. And your friend, also, another asshole thing, that we didn't even touch on is what kind of a fucking friend is doing this, this like ultimatum of it's her or me. Like, you know, you can't associate with both of us. It's got to be one. Like, there could only be one. Like, that. What's up with that? That's douchey.
And see, and she knew no matter who you picked that she would still talk to you, which is exactly what happened.
Yeah. If anything, the fact that you picked him. Once she wanted to talk to you more.
Yep.
Than if you had picked her. Because she wouldn't have respected you for ditching your friend had you... what are you doing?
We're going to find another one.
Find another one. Yeah. Yeah, dude. So you weren't being an asshole. I think she just kind of maybe bamboozled you a bit. And you got maybe stars in your eyes for her. I don't know. Maybe she's very attractive. And it was easy to believe what you wanted to believe. What are those?
I don't know.
What are you? No. You're going all over the place here, babe.
Oh, are the newest ones at the top?
Yes.
Oh, get a new one.
You want to go to the very top, pick one?
Well, okay. I don't know which ones you've done and which ones you haven't, because you don't go in any particular order.
Okay. Well, we'll do one last one here, okay? Hello, Merca. I've been a fan since the Modern Warfare 2 days, and your content has always been top-notch. You're my nigga. I'm black. It's cool. Just say it. I'm reading it so quick, I didn't even realize he wrote that until I read the I'm black. So I just got a question or situation I am in. After quitting my job a few months back, one of the waitresses gave me her number. Wasn't much of a surprise because she flirted with me 1,000 times throughout my time there, but I never made any sort of move for a few reasons. First of all, she is 28. I'm 19. Kind of weird. And don't got an ass. Remember, I'm black. I never really like straight up say to her, fuck off, because I'm too nice and I have very small relationship experience. You're a virgin. Fast forward to New Year's Eve, and my friend works at the same place still, and his drunken stupor told me he was very close to banging her, which could be true, or he could be overestimating his chances, but I don't got ugly friends, so very possible. You have a vetting process for your friends. I turned 20 soon, so I thought to myself she would be an easy lay, so keep my virginhood out of my 20s. Always a good idea. However, it is an asshole move to do this. We just want to bang her, so it's not like me fucking her would ruin a relationship. He's been my friend since second grade, so if I have to miss out on some pussy to keep steady water between friends, it's worth it to me. P.S. Love the fact you came back to YouTube. Slut, don't leave. P.S.S. I don't get much into the types of flirting, but trust me, these were some bomb, slightly uncomfortable hints. All right. So... 19 years old, gonna be 20 soon.
Do it.
You really want to get laid and lose that V card before you turn 20. I think you should just go for it, right? Just do it.
Do it, wear rubber. She sounds like she...
This 28-year-old...
searching for dick.
Yeah,
often.
She is not just ignorantly, like, accidentally flirting with a 19-year-old. She knows what she wants. Yeah, she's like almost a decade older than you. Like, trust me, you're not at any point going to be the one manipulating her into anything. She's the one who's getting what she wants. I think you should fuck her. Your friend says he's very close to banging her.
I don't think he's going to be, like, in love with her.
No, this isn't a relationship thing where it's like your friend told you, hey, you know, I'm really, really into this chick, and, you know, I think I'm going to go for it. I think I'm going to ask her out and see what we can do. I'm going to I'm going to take her on a picnic. Take her on a picnic, and we're going to sit under a big oak tree with that plaid big picnic blanket laid out, and then we're going to have champagne and sandwiches, and at the end of the date, I'm going to take out my pocket knife and carve our initials into her inner thigh so she never forgets. And that's not going to be the thing that happens.
Where is this date?
I don't know. I just made that up.
Oh, you don't make that up was all. That was that all. Good ever.
That was all. Oh, fuck you. That was all a lead up to the joke of carving your initials into her inner thigh, which I thought you would think was funnier. But
I'm just wondering where the champagne and picnic is.
Under a big
Where's my
tree?
Picnic and champagne?
Oh, you
champagne?
Want a picnic? Oh, let's go have a January in St. Louis flood time picnic. We can get a riverboat. Anyway, yeah. This is about him.
No, not anymore. This has turned into something completely different. This is about me and what I want. And what I want from you and how you can, what you can do for me. What can you do for me?
Stop coughing in my direction. Yeah,
I'm
so
not coughing
I know
in your
I know you're not.
I'll show you that.
No, don't stop it. Cough at you. Yeah, so if your buddy was really into her for a relationship, then it'd be kind of douchey for you to swoop in and go for it. But this just sounds like both of you are trying to get laid, in which case there's not some weird, like, called it code among guys in that situation. Like, you can't just go around calling every chick you see and then getting bitter when one of your friends puts on the moves first. Like, that doesn't make sense. You have every right to go for it, and I think you absolutely should. And best of luck, you know. Hopefully she's not crazy and it doesn't, you know, devolve into anything awful. But for the most part, I think you're good to go. You're good to go. Your friend should be fine with this. If he suddenly fucked her, you wouldn't feel cheated or like, oh my God, our friendship is ruined because you weren't entitled to her in the first place. And he's not entitled to her in the first place. Like, you're both at the starting line. It just depends who gets there first. Yeah, go for it.
Wait, real quick. Real quick, guy going to Cancun for March for spring break. I have advice for you on how to get laid and not sounding like a douche. Watch that. What's that show we watched?
What?
That
is this,
movie.
Is this a whole other question?
Yeah, it's a whole other question, but real quick, it's short. What's that movie called?
What movie?
British movie we watched with those guys going on spring break.
Oh, In-Betweeners?
In-Betweeners.
Oh,
yeah,
that's a
watch
really
that movie.
Show.
It is
that's
funny.
Yeah, so this guy, 18 years old, going to Cancun in March for spring break. My question is, how can I maximize the opportunity to get laid here? I'm not trying to sound like a douche, and I really need some help here. Tips on hooking up, I guess. I am trying to get in shape and gain some weight, so if you had any tips on that, I would appreciate it as well. I'm 6'1", 140. Wow, so you're a very thin fella. P.S. Call me a slut. You're a slut. Actually, no, you're not a slut. That's the problem here. That's the question. You need to be a slut, right? I know you always complain about the lack of paragraph people use. Wow, did this guy send a message right now? So hopefully this helps you. It did. That was very easy to read. Thank you. God. You're 18 years old and you're going to Cancun in March for spring break. That's going to be... I've never been to Cancun for spring break, but what I have heard is that it's a fucking bonanza. Everybody is hammered constantly. And a huge part of the partying is that it's like the ability to get laid there, a lot of it's going to be contingent. Did you go with a big group? Are you going with just a group of guys? Are you going with a couple guys and some girls? If you have some girls in your group, it's going to be easier to meet girls from other groups because they're going to start talking about girl shit, and then it'll give you a little in there. If it's a big group of guys, that's fine. Maybe you'll find a big group of girls, but that honestly never happens. There's never a... Like, in movies, like the In-Betweeners, there's, like, a group of six chicks hanging out, and then, like, a group of six dudes will just walk over and be like, hey, and then suddenly they're friends hanging out. That doesn't happen in reality.
It didn't really work in that movie.
No, it didn't.
That's kind of the point of the movie.
It doesn't really work.
No,
but, like, it doesn't even occur in reality. There is no just lone group of six chicks who haven't been accosted by a bunch of guys already who are already trying to fuck them. You're not going to stumble into that. So, I don't even know, man. Like, I've never gone to a huge spring break bash, so that kind of, like, hookup environment there is foreign to me. I have no idea what would be the thing to do other than doing just what I'm sure you normally do, which is go up, be funny. Hopefully you have a couple of your friends with you so you don't go into some weird lone wolf that kind of creeps them out. Don't be threatening. Maybe bring booze, something like that.
Just be Taylor.
What?
That's always your advice. Just be you.
What? That's not...
I can only... Just be outgoing and be funny and popular. Like, everybody likes you. And that's the best advice I can give is just be everyone's favorite person.
No, that's not true.
That is true. No. Everybody, you're everybody's favorite.
Well, that's
in
nice.
Real life, that's how Taylor is. It's just, like, kind of sickening sometimes because you're like... You're like, oh, man, I wish I could be as cool as Taylor. Like, I think that. I'm like, oh, I wish I could just have people like me. Like, everyone seems like Taylor. And that's your advice a lot of the times. It's just like, oh, just do what I do. Just be who I am. Like,
well, it's clearly working for me.
It's working for you, but that's because you're you.
Well, maybe
Other
they could be me.
Other people can't be you.
Yeah.
It's a high standard. That's why
it's
like
it's not.
It's hard for me to come on your podcast and contribute anything because it's like, well, how do you compete with Taylor?
No. <you're>, Oh, that's silly. You're selling yourself short. That's not true. On it, like, see, I'm saying right now, like, I've never been in a situation like this. I would assume that your like goal for hooking up is the same as it would be in a bar or anywhere else.
Yeah, you've never been in a situation like this, except you would succeed.
I don't know. Maybe.
I think so.
I don't know. You want to have an experiment? Send
no.
me off to this.
No. I'll cough on you all night.
Just. Yeah. I'm sorry. I couldn't be more specific there, man. Honestly, it doesn't sound like you're desperate for sexual attention, and you didn't come out and just say, like, oh, I'm a virgin. And most of the time when people send in messages and they come out and say, I'm a virgin, it's you got to be a little more specific with it, but it sounds like you've probably in the past been doing okay. You're 6 foot, so you're reasonably tall, 140. That's very thin for 6 foot, but that's not like the level of thin where it's like, holy shit, like, look at that guy, like a weird emaciated kind of Christian Bale in The Machinist look. Like, that's not what you're at all.
It'd be hard to gain weight being a slim build. Like, I've known people that are tall, slim builds, and it's hard for them to gain weight.
Yeah, it can. I mean, all you can do is eat more.
Eat like, more and try to build muscle.
Yeah.
Just look shredded.
Yeah, except it's so hard for those guys to put on muscle.
Really?
A lot people build muscle in different ways. Like, some people build lean muscle, like they have like that runner body. So as much as they work out, they're never gonna have that like big like look. They're
like
just gonna
you.
Like look lean.
Oh.
Which is not a bad look. That's got that look has more longevity, I think. You're gonna look better as a 50-year-old with that lean muscle, thinner body look than that guy who's big and bulky, who's still really muscular when that guy's 50.
Yeah.
I think that's that. So you've got the long game going. The whole thing, if you're going with the group, hopefully there are some girls in your group. Do not be shy. It's a numbers game. It's always a numbers game. Don't get down on yourself. Oh, I just struck out with 6 chicks in a row. Who gives a flying fuck and go for 6 more? You know, that who cares? You got to just be shameless. Shameless. And if people can't tell you're embarrassed, like if you fail and you start acting like you're embarrassed and like shuffle away, that's when it draws attention to you and shit like that. Not like that would even matter in a situation like Cancun. There's so many people. But just fake it till you make it. Be as confident as you can. Put off that aura of you don't really give a fuck. And It should work well for you. Best of luck, and connect back in. Let me know how your weight gain is going, and hopefully that works for you as well.
Oh, I know what you could do. Eat 100% food on top of everything you're eating.
No,
already.
He wants to gain weight. He wants to gain weight. He doesn't want to be vomiting up all the calories, which he will,
but
drinking that sludgy nonsense.
If you would eat that on top of what he's eating, like that's really calorie-dense food, right?
Yeah, I guess. I wouldn't recommend
sludge,
it.
Sludge, it's calorie-dense sludge.
Yeah, as opposed to that, just buy like 2 Clif bars a day and eat that. Same difference, and it doesn't make you want to yak. Anyway, we are well over time right now. Melissa, thank you.
Uh-huh.
It's always fun. If you want Melissa on more, just let me know. I'll see if I can free her up for more of these. And hopefully you guys enjoyed. Once again, thank you for supporting the Patreon if you are a patron. And check $5 and up members for the bonus episode. And I will talk to you guys later.
Bye, sluts.